reminder to media members on the line, just hit star one on your keypad if you have questions for the coaches this morning. We're now welcoming to the call the head coach of the William & Mary Tribe, Tony Shaver. Good morning, Coach Shaver.
Good morning, Ron. How are you?
I'm doing just fine. A 1-1 week for your guys last week in a couple of high-scoring games. You beat Elon 99-92 and then lose on Saturday 91-79 to Drexel. Before we look ahead, just kind of give me your views on the two games last week.
Well, a mixed bag for sure. You know, we played well against Elon. Played really well for 30 minutes and then just sort of had to withstand one of their runs late in the ball game. But for 30 minutes, I thought we were really good defensively and really good on the offensive end. And we've had a little bit of trouble playing 40 minutes. But you know what? It's partly our problem, but partly who we're playing too. I mean, the league is good, and you know people are going to make a run at you. So I thought we beat a good team and a good win on Thursday. And you know, really lost a game at home against Drexel that we'd like to have back. I think we led for most of the game till about the three-minute mark, but defensively we're not good enough to win. We just way too many mistakes. Effort wasn't good enough defensively. I thought I give Drexel a lot of credit. I felt like they did what they wanted to do in that ball game, and they really made big plays in the last 2 minutes. So you know, in this league, it often comes down to that. So disappointed in our effort that day. Hats off to Drexel for how well they played and how well they shot it. But, you know, we mixed bag for the week for sure.
Yeah. We're here with William & Mary head coach Tony Shaver. If you have a question for him, just hit star one on your keypad. And we got a couple questions in queue if you'll get those, Sonia.
Your first question comes from the line of Alex Riley. Your line is open.
Hey, Coach. I'm sure you've heard me talking before, just asking all the coaches. When a player gets a technical for your team, is there any kind of punitive or a punishment that comes with it? Not starting a game, extra stuff at practice. How do you guys handle that?
Yeah, we do. It depends on the situation, but we do try to do some extra things in practice and just, you know, handle it internally from that way.
Okay.
Not usually a problem for us, but you know, we do try to handle it.
All right. Thank you, sir.
Yes, sir.
Your next question comes in line of Dave Johnson. Your line is open.
Hey, Tony.
Good morning.
We were talking about defense earlier. What are some things you can work on in practice regarding that?
Well, I mean, just drills, on-ball drills, help drills, you know, box out there. We got to do all those things on a regular basis, and we do. I think the thing for us, Dave, and, you know, we don't have a lot of good one-on-one defenders, and I understand that. Our team understands it. We've got to get better there, but we have to be good as a team defensively. We have to be a team that plays with great energy. We have to outwork our opponents on that end of the floor. And it has to be a concept. It has to be a philosophy of team defense. And we've had real breakdowns in that approach at times this year. And without it, we're not going to beat good teams in this league. It's just that simple.
I don't know if this is a reach at all, but not having maybe as much depth as you'd like, does that make it a little difficult to challenge the starters in practice?
Absolutely is an issue. I mean, absolutely is an issue. You know, there's no question about it. But that's, you know, that's where we are. You know, there have been years, most years, in fact, when we split up in scrimmage, you don't know who's going to win a scrimmage. I mean, that's not the case right now. So, you know, we can be a dominant team in practice at times, but not necessarily doing all the things we need to do to beat great teams in this league.
And just one final one, if I can. Charleston kind of had a few hiccups early, like everyone does during the course of the year, but they really seem to be rolling now. What do you see in what they're doing now on the floor?
Well, you know, and I mean this in a positive way. They're a pretty simplistic approach to the game. I mean, they defend you hard. They change up how they defend ball screens. within a game, depending on personnel. So they don't do a lot of different things, but they do them very well. In an offense, they clearly run some sets to get their best players the ball in certain situations and certain spots on the floor. But what they do really well is drive the ball and create opportunities for each other, drive the ball and get to the foul line. So it's not going to be a complex preparation, but it's going to be a hard preparation. They're really good at what they do. I mean, they probably have the best talent and the most experience in the league, and I think that's why they were unanimous pick in preseason. But I think they won six in a row. So, they've established themselves as a team to beat. They haven't been beating people by 40 points, but they've clearly established themselves as a team to beat right now.
Thank you.
Yes, sir.
Tony, another huge week for Justin Pierce, especially the Elon game, 30 points and 12 rebounds in that game. And over the last couple of weeks, I think averaging about 24 points and 11 rebounds. And we talk about your shooters and we talk about Nathan, but talk about his ability to score both inside and out and what he's been able to do for you on the glass and just his emergence this season.
Yeah, he's really had a good year. I mean, what's amazing to – what did you say, 24 and 11 he averaged this past week,
yeah.
And he's not player of the week, so that shows you something about this league, doesn't it? It's crazy, but he's a confident kid. He's got some toughness to him. He's athletic and long enough to rebound and score inside on people. When he shoots it the way he shot it lately, he helps take us to a new level offensively. Like the rest of our team, he's got to get better defensively and taking care of the little things in the game. But just his emergence, has been really neat to see as a sophomore.
And another guy, I know that the depth hasn't been where you want it, as you talked to Dave about, but Paul Rowley gave you a big game off the bench against Elon, 16 points, 6-7 from the floor. And just talk about the game that he had and what he can do for you when he's playing that way.
Yeah, I told Paul 10 days ago, we can't have a great team and a great season if we don't have you playing at your highest level. And he's been through more injuries this year than I can list for you. I think and hope he's rounding into pretty good physical shape right now. And he showed us glimpses of what he's capable of doing against Elon. Didn't perform at the same level against Drexel as our team didn't, but we got to have consistency out of Paul, and when we get him playing at a high level, it really helps our ball club. We can use him in so many different ways.
Before I let you go, Alex has a follow-up if you'll get that for Sonia.
Your next question comes from the line of Alex Farley. Your line is open.
One quick follow-up to my previous question. I was kind of sitting here thinking about it. You've been around the league a while now. Do you feel like games are being called different this year? Are referees saying anything to you guys beforehand about what they're looking for or what to be aware of? Do you feel like it's different this year than maybe in years past?
I don't see a lot of difference. I mean, I feel like the games we win are pretty well officiated. The games we lose, I think they're bad. So I don't see a lot of difference. I mean, I know there's been a lot said about technical fouls here lately. It's not happening in our games. I mean, there have been a few technicals here or there, but I have not seen a lot of chippiness. I haven't seen unnecessary physical play. Evidently, there have been some games in our league that maybe that's been the case, but I have not seen a dramatic change one way or the other with officials this year, really.
Okay. Thank you, sir.
Yes, sir.
All right, Tony, thanks as always for taking time with us today, and safe travels to Charleston, and look forward to talking again next week.
Appreciate it, Rob.